Oh, definitely. Vic and the rest of the defensive coaches, man, have put together a game plan for a lot of the players to get enough reps so they can, you know, evaluate everybody's talent or whatever. And I feel like I've gotten a fair number of reps. You know, anyone can always use more, but I'm pretty happy with the reps that I had. The good thing is that we got a group of guys that are pretty comfortable and you know, just pretty happy to be here. Of course, there are other guys that are on their own bubbles, and their attitudes do change a little bit in certain kind of ways. But at the end of the day, everybody seems to be pretty comfortable and pretty relaxed and focused about what's in store for this next game.
Have you seen a better core of linebackers this team versus any team you've seen before? Because that's a group.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a chance to be around a lot of good guys and a lot of great players in, at this position, but by far, this is probably the best linebacker core I've been around.
From your perspective, who's the most improved player in defense?
From my perspective, you know, Alden has made leaps and bounds from where he was at this point last year to where he is now. He's been doing a great job picking up on a lot of things that, you know, he really wasn't sure about last year during the preseason and even during the season. My hat's off to Alden. I'm pretty excited about what he's going to do for us this year.
You guys stayed really healthy on defense over the last year or so. Mm-hmm. Any reason for that? Is it training? Is it being in shape? Anything else?
Well, you know, everybody has their own regimen to keeping their body healthy. But, you know, a lot of that goes back to what Coach Uwe has been doing in the weight room and helping everybody outside the weight room as well keep their body back in a tip-top shape. Everybody's been doing pretty well taking care of themselves.
How would you characterize this particular defense? Do you have some adjectives that you can use to characterize this specific defense?
I mean, we've came up with many of names for ourselves, but, you know, at the end of the day, we just want to go out and play as best we can.
How is this defense still evolving?
Say it again?
How is the defense still evolving?
Well, we know there's always room for improvement. Just looking back at the tape that we had last year and the practices that we have now, it's still so many rooms, so many areas that our team can improve together to make our defense, like, the one of the best in the league, if not the top in the league.
Who's the player your defense can least support
the most? I mean, there is no one player. I mean, everybody, we feed off of each other. I mean, everybody has a certain role on this defense, all 11 players, and, you know, just one player gone, it's going to take a toll on our defense. But, you know, the good thing is we got a lot of backups that can step in right away and play just as well as the starters.
One more. Who's the fastest player?
I can't really say who's the fastest player. We got a lot of younger guys that a lot of people don't know about that's pretty fast. So, I can't really say. I don't know who the fastest guy is.
There are a lot of things that you learned from Marlon and Kevin Jones.
Say it again?
There are a lot of things that you learned from Marlon and Kevin Jones that you learned a lot from them?
You know, we feed off each other. We learn a lot from each other. The good thing is that we're our hardest critics. Every day in the meeting room, we talk a lot of stuff to each other, you know, to make sure we're going to be better the next day. It's a big competition between everybody in our linebacker room, not just Navarre Bowman, Pat, and me. You know, we are ourselves toughest critics, and we make sure we learn from each other.
This season, you're not going to be able to sneak up on anybody. You could say the target's on your back. Is preparation, is anything different in that mindset? Does anything change at all?
No, I don't believe so. I think we know exactly what we have in store. From day one last year, our goal was to win the NFC West and get to the Super Bowl. We fell a little short from that last year, and just like getting back here during the offseason, from day one is win the NFC West, improve as best as we can, win the NFC West, and get to the Super Bowl and win it this year.
And you see sometimes teams will come on good one year after obviously down here, and they might fall back.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't see that happening. Can you attribute that to Jim Harbaugh and his coaching staff? Not getting too high.
Yeah, of course. Coach Harbaugh do a good job keeping everybody's head at a stand at level. And, you know, from the past in the San Francisco 49ers, you know, everybody knows what's happened in the last 6-7 years and how the team's been. And if you really look at it, we got a lot of the same guys that's been here for the last 6-7 years. And we know how it feels to be in that losing column, and that's just some place where we don't want to be again. Yeah, I mean, our special teams, everybody see, our special teams do a great job getting to the ball and helping guys like Ted and Kyle and LaMichael get space to run. We have improved leaps and bounds from what we were last year. Last year was just, you know, it was a new system for everybody, so we was just getting used to it. Now that we're used to it now, we're putting so many different things together to make our team even better.
Are you the hardest hitter on the team?
I can't say that.
Say that?
No, there's so many other guys that do the same thing I do. You know, I'm just blessed and lucky to have other opportunities to hit people.